sail away to half-discovered places, to see the secrets of you eyes have seen, to see moments of enchantment on our faces, the moments when we smile and those between.
Are you talking about Nubian now?
Yes, in a way.
If I could leave this place, then I'd go sailing to corners of my land where there would be sweet southern winds of liberty prevailing, a beauty so majestic and so free.
I would take you sailing south. You could be my guide.
Would you let me steer?
Would you run us aground?
Of course. Wherever there are no people. Oh, I'd jump out of the boat, kick off my sandals, and run. And there'd be no one there to scold me and tell me to behave like a... to behave.
There'd be no ties of time and space to bind me.
No horizon I could not pursue.
World's misfortunes far behind me.
I'd put my faith and trust in something new.
But why should I tell you this?
A stranger I've just met.
A woman who I hardly know at all and should forget.
A journey we can
only dream of. I'll never take you sailing. I'm never going to leave Egypt again. I'm just going to sit on a throne and tell other men to go off on their expeditions.
You talk as though you've been enslaved.
Not with chains, maybe, but with a marriage promise. What's that for?
To dry my weeping eyes. Forced to marry a princess. Oh, what hardships. I know. You want to go to lands where people have been living for centuries and say that you discovered them. But instead, you're thrust into the Pharaoh's throne. It is a great tragedy.
You go too far.
No, you go too far. If you don't like your fate, change it. You're your own master. There are no shackles on you. So don't expect any pity or understanding from this humble palace slave.
Stop! I command you to stop.